Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Over the next, and people listening at home, for those of you, over the next 2 weeks, what we're going to do is we're going to do an avodah experiment. We finished Titus, Baruch Hashem, we'll start Megillah next semester, but I figured that we have 2 weeks to learn. God forbid we should not learn in Yekavei Itim L'Torah. One should always learn at that time. Never give up. So there's a beautiful sefer called Sharm B'Tfilah. If you look at my sefer, it's a little bit worn out. I learned the sefer for the first time 20 years ago. Rabbi David Miller, who's a Rosh Hashiva in YU, he was my Rebbe. I learned with him this sefer for 15 minutes each and every day before Mincha, you know, for his man. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer, Sharm B'Tfilah. It's a sefer written by Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Rav Shimshon Pinkus was an Adam Gadol. He's got recordings. You can probably get them online these days. I have some of them, you know, the CDs. He was the Mashgiach, I think, at Ofakim. Beautiful, beautiful person. You can see it through his writings. Unfortunately, at a very young age, he died in a car accident. You know, I think it was Erev, one of the Yom Tov. The only sefer that we have, he has two svarim that he wrote. One of them is Sharm B'Tfilah, the other is Shabbos Malchus. All of the other svarim that we have of his, of Sharm, of Rav Pinkus, and there's svarim on every parsha, there's svarim on every moed, those were all written posthumously, taken from his speeches. The only thing that we have written from him is Sharm B'Tfilah and Shabbos Malchus. Sharm B'Tfilah is one of the most important svarim, I believe, for today's door, because there's no better sefer in terms of mashalim, in terms of bringing out tefillah and davening and our experience and making that more meaningful, that to me at least was Sharm B'Tfilah. So I just felt over these next 2 weeks, it will be gewaldic if I introduce you to the sefer, and hopefully our tefillahs will become better. I like the sefer so much. I learn it with my son. Once a week I go to the yeshiva to learn with him. It's a beautiful sefer. Okay. So I'm going to begin with the psicha, because the psicha deals with the whole idea and the whole notion of what the idea of tefillah is. And you'll see that each and every day, if you can think of some of these ideas while davening, it'll help you out. The first thing you have to recognize is that one of the foundations of our lives is tefillah. It's not the term daven is a illegal term. You know what daven means? It means I did it. I davened it up, right? You davened up. I fulfilled my obligation. It's not the way to approach tefillah. It's something that I have to do. Oh, I chapped a Ryan and I checked it off my list. If you think like that by davening, you're toast. Davening is the yesod, it's a foundation, it's one of the most critical experiences that we have throughout the day. Kemo shelimud haTorah, hu amud haolam, shakol amud. We know that by Torah, that when it comes to Torah, that's one of the amudim, that's one of the pillars of our lives. Kemo kein, similarly, haTfilah hu amud b'binyan haAdam va'olam. Tfilah is the way we build the person and we build the world. Va'ever shehaneshama tluya bo. It is the limb in which our neshama is hanging by. One of my largest pet peeves in life is people who come to davening, and what do they do when they daven? They take a sefer, and they learn the sefer during davening. What are you doing? Could you imagine showing up to a shir and taking out a tehillim and zugging tehillim? It's not what we do. Tefillah is chashuv in and of itself, that the very experience of tefillah is one of the pillars of our lives, and therefore we have to give it the proper thought that it deserves and the proper time that it deserves. We shouldn't use tefillah as a time to get something over and to chaperayin our daf yomiyin. That's not what tefillah is. Hein b'marechas avodas Hashem, within the values of avodas Hashem, v'hein b'aslachas ha'odom b'chol inyan echayiv. It's going to determine the success of our very lives. Haruchniyim, whether it's in the spiritual realm, v'agashmiyim, or in the physical realm. Hakol over derech avodas ha'tefillah. Everything passes through the path of tefillah. We cannot achieve the necessities of our lives without utilizing it. Now, you could understand this in a number of different ways. It could be through tefillah, we'll understand we don't need things. But we cannot achieve all of what we wish to unless we daven. Meaning it's not possible, and we'll explain what that means in a moment. There is a world-famous Gemara in Nida. There are actually two famous Gemaras in Nida, but this is the second most famous Gemara in Nida. Somebody should one day come out with a list. What are the most famous Maimre Chazal in each Masechta. We could do that by Tainasan on the Chazara run, right? But when it comes to Nida, the most famous Gemara Nida is the baby in the womb. And the second most famous Gemara is the one we're about to do. Says Chazal, Maya Ase Adam V'yachta. The Gemara asks, what should a person do to become intelligent? And the Gemara says there a number of things. You should try hard, da-da-da-da-da-da. So the Gemara then says, a lot of people have tried that have been unsuccessful. We'll see in a moment what the answer is to that question. What should a person do, via Asher, to become wealthy? So the Gemara says you should go out and get a job and work hard. What should a person do, v'yelo banim tzcharim? What should a person do, should have male children? The Gemara gives a whole litany of things. And the Gemara says a lot of people have tried it and not been successful. Then what does the Gemara answer to all three questions? Yevakesh rachman. One should seek, bikush is more than seek, it's like really pushing the envelope. You know when a guy loses his cell phone, and you know when I take away his cell phone, they don't just ask for it back, you know, they're a little bit more than that, you know, like, Rabbi, come on, you know. Bikush is coming from a place of, you're really asking desperately, yachamim, rachamim, what? Begging, if you will. Yevakesh rachamim misha chachma v'osher abanim shlo. You have to go to the person who owns the chachma, who owns the wealth, who owns the children, and daventin. Believes that without doing that, without mevakesh rachman from the person who's in charge of it, lo sage, it's not good enough. The kol shekein, and how much more so, be'es tzara, at a time of great need, tzrichim anu litfos umnus avoseinu, we need to grab on to the craft of our forefathers, litzok al kol tzara shelo savo, to daven for pain that it shouldn't arise. Not that, you know, we always use tefillah as something that is reactionary. This person's sick, let's zog tehillim. This person's poor, he needs wealth. Look at the language he says. Litzok al kol tzara shelo savo. We should daven on the tzara that it shouldn't happen. Shatz akos, these crying out, hein hamatzilos osanu mikol hamikre maroyim. That is going to save us from all kinds of negative acts. Ubil adam, without davening, we'd have no leg to stand on. We'd have no ground to stand on. And this is what the Ramchal says in the Derech Hashem. It's funny, when the Shor Betzila quotes the Derech Hashem, it's my two favorite forum coming together. Love the Derech Hashem. The Tzaka, he now quotes the Derech Hashem. Inyan HaTfilahu, what is the Inyan HaTfilah? Ki min ha-sadarim she-sadar ha-chachma al-yona, it is that which has been organized by the greater wisdom. Hu shaliyos ha-nivroim, Mikablim Shefa Mimenu. It is a way for us to receive an influence from above. Sarach Shiyas Aru Hei Malav. We need to awaken them via Skarvulo and to get close to him via Vakshupanav and need to beg from him. How do we receive an influence from a Kaddish Baruch Hu? We have to go to him and ask. We have to go to him with our tefillah. You're not stam going to get influence from a Kaddish Baruch Hu unless you go to him first and you go. For that, and you beg for that. Ukafi is orim lo, kein yimshach aleichem shafa. And the way that we awaken it, so too that's going to be the influence we receive from him. Vim lo yisoru. And if we don't awaken within him, that is iris, that awakening, lo yimshach, and we're not going to receive an influence. You heard this the other day. They were talking about Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos, the idea of what is Kabbalah Shabbos. Right, the panel was discussing Kabbalah Shabbos. What is Kabbalah Shabbos? Kabbalah Shabbos, the amount of time that we take to receive the influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the amount of influence we're going to receive. Same thing here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to see in a moment what this means. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it influence. The influence is there. What we have to do is create the awakening within Him in order to receive that influence. He's going to explain here. Bir Adav, listen to this. There are two ways we can achieve tefillah, two ways of understanding this. Number one, reishis, the first way of understanding it, is ma shiragil b'havinasenu, what we normally understand, kasher tzarech ha'adam lezim. Well, let's say you need something. But I'm not such a good guy. Storch, you spend too much time bottling. You don't deserve any of that stuff. So what do I have to do? I have to pull out another gun from my arsenal. I have to pull out something from my arsenal when I need something. Because my merits alone are not enabling me to achieve the amount of ruchnius to receive the influence of Hashem. So through tefillah, It's like I you need a dollar to get a soda from the machine. I only have 50 cents. So how am I going to get the soda from the machine? I have to resort to begging and collect 50 cents in order to buy a soda from the machine. I have no idea. How much does a soda cost from the machine? Do you know, I've been here for 20 years. I've never once bought anything from the vending machines. It's a funny mashal I just did. I've never bought a thing from the vending machine. So al yidei tefillah, through begging, shapir lahapik ratzon me'Hashem ulahasim uvakasha. So through davening, I'm going to attain what I can achieve. So that's the first understanding of the Gemara. I want to become smart. My merits don't make that. So therefore, what do? I daven to Hashem, and then He's going to give me my wisdom, which I don't really deserve. That's option one. But listen to this. Option two, to me, is maridik, and this is what life is all about. You ready for this? Aval yesh betfila yisod nosaf. There's another idea when it comes to tefillah. V'umashir rogil besifrei hakadmonim. The original Sfarim wrote this. Shatfila hi hashar. Tefillah is the gate, v'hadeles, la'atzaras shemayim, to get into the treasure houses of up in shemayim. Perish shodavah, what does it mean? Degam im zakaya adam al yedei maisa. Meaning, my maisa taka, I deserve to become wealthy through my maisa. I deserve it. Storch, you've done everything you're supposed to do, checked everything off the list. I deserve to get wealth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, darke chazdo yizbaruch le'ezu bracha Yeshua. I should be getting bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, savings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatova hu omeid muchan bishvilo. And this good is waiting for me up in Shemayim. But lo yavo lo atova hu ela yedei tefillah. I just need to do one thing. I just need to daven. Meaning it's all there. It's all waiting. But sometimes, what do you need to do? You need to open up the door. What's the key to open up that door which the whole room is waiting for me? It's tefillah. But if I don't daven, guess what? It's still behind door number one. You know those game shows? What's behind door number one? Well, how do I find out what's behind door number one? I got a daven for it. The only way to open that door, which I am supposed to get, which is waiting for me, is I got to turn that key. And what's the turn key for that? That's tefillah. Shekachu inyan tefillah sheyashar shakol over darko. That's the gate in which everybody passes through. Ubali sheyavor derech shar tefillah. If I don't pass through the gates of tefillah, lo yatsa shum davar lepoel. That will never come from potential to reality. So could you imagine this? One day, you're going to be an unbelievable tzaddik. You're going to do everything. You're not an unbelievable tzaddik, because if you're not davening, you're not an unbelievable tzaddik. But you learn. You do acts of kindness. You are a wonderful person. You're nice to your parents. You give people rides when they need. Comes davening. You put your tefillin on. You say a couple things. You open up a sefer. You wait for the gabbai to get. You wait for the chasn to get the baruchu. Nachumul, you say a little bit. You zog kriya shema. You say davening during chazaras hashatz. You're sitting there the whole time. You know, you're learning daf yomi. Maybe even makabel upon yourself amid yomi or a perek a day of Tanakh. You're getting up to shemaim. No, I was a good guy. How come I never got anything? He says, it was there. You just didn't open the door. What the heck's the matter with you, right? What is tefillah? Tefillah is the turning of the door. You really merit it. You did everything you were supposed to do. Ellie, you just didn't have it.
Does that mean that everyone's rich? Again?
Not rich. You have the potential. Again, how much money do we really need? You got to be careful when we ask what? There are many tzaddikim who are rich, probably because they don't daven for money. Rabbi Freeman always tells me, he says, I don't daven to be wealthy. I daven sabeni mituvecha. I daven that I should be satisfied in my, you got to be careful what you daven for, right? Do we really want to be rich? Ezu Ashir, who's rich? But I'm saying, Hasameach b'chalko. So again, monetary, right? There are many tzaddikim who aren't rich because they don't want to be rich. I'm talking about, I don't think I want to be rich either. I don't know. I like to say that, like I probably do want. I want to have enough money that I don't have to worry about money. That's what I want. But the reason why we don't is because we're not davening for it properly. Or I don't have the schusim. This could be two possibilities. But what he's saying here is, Efshir, you have the schusim, you just never turn the door. It's a bechidish. You never turn the door. All you have to do is daven a little bit, say the words, and then mamela, the door is opening. Could you imagine such a thing? That we have these opportunities of a lifetime? V'lomdu bali avodi yisodzu miparish bereshis. Listen to this story from Sefer Bereshis. Dichsi, what does it say there? V'chol siyach asodah terem yiyeh ba'aretz, v'chol eitzav asodah terem yitzvach. All the grass before it flourished, ki lo yimter Hashem eloikim ala aretz. Because it didn't rain. V'adam ein lavodas adam. There's no man yet to toil in the ground. Zok Tehillah Garashi, Kishenigmara Briyas Olam, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu finished creating the world, Bishishi Kodim Shenivra Adam, on the sixth day before creation, V'cholisavas Adam Adayin Lo Tzemach, grass did not flourish yet, before man. U'bishlishi Shekatzav, on the third day it writes, V'totzei Lo Yotzei, he didn't allow the grass to come out. El Al Pesach HaKarki, was mamish on the doorway to the ground, right? You know, you ever see commercials, right? With the weeds, but this is grass. So the grass was there, it just wasn't flourishing yet. Ad Yom HaShishi, until Friday. Why did the grass wait until Friday to flourish? V'lama ki lo himter, because it didn't rain. Why didn't it rain?
There was no Adam.
Oh, kubzach. Umatam lo himter l'fisha Adam ein lovaras Adam v'ein makir b'tovas al shulksham, because man wasn't there, and man didn't recognize the gevaldikness of rain yet. Ukshiba Adam, when a person, when man came, v'yada shehem tzorech li'olam, his pot, when a man came and realized we need rain, what did he do? His palayim. So at that moment, man David. When I say man, I don't mean all of man, I mean the only man. The yardu, and then the rain came. Vitzamchu ailanus, and all the trees started to grow. Vahadishoyim, and also the herbs and the grasses. That's Chazal say. So what do we see from here? Klar, nu, mevur kan yisoid b'cholam atzitz. We see from here the foundation of all of reality. And that is, she'ein nitan davar below tefillah. We never get anything without tefillah. Garnished. V'kach huchach b'metzias ha'olam misheshes yibay abreshes. This was etched into the nature of the world from the time of the 6 days of creation. That man will never receive a thing unless we daven for it. Everything is mamish ot. It's right there. Hashem has provided it for us. What do we have to do? What's our job? What Rabbi Kamenetsky just did. He turned, put the key in the door and opened it. But the microphone was always there. It was always there. You just got to take the key, turn it, and then Mamela's opening. What's the key? Our tefillahs. V'loyinah klum. He's not going to give us garnished. We're not going to achieve any physical success, any spiritual success. So until we daven, in order to make it go up from the ground through our tefillah. We need to pass through the gates of tefillah. If we don't open up these gates, we're not going to be able to get what's really ours. Can you imagine? It's been there the whole time. We just, V'lachein ha'tefillah. Therefore, by tefillah, shehi ha'sharei shemayim. That's in the gates of above. That's going to open up the doors. Hi ha'mareches l'chol bracha v'tovah. We'll say one more zach. V'chein kasev etzel Yitzchak. What does it say by Yitzchak Avinu? Vayeter lo Hashem. So we know that Yitzchak and Rivka had trouble having children, right? Remember this? Remember this story? So what happens? Yitzchak and Rivka daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillahs of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was promised that he was going to have children. Even though Avram was already promised that there was going to be a continuation of generations, the child did not happen. Yaakov and Esav were not born until Yitzchak davened. Only through the tefillahs of Yitzchak Avinu did Hashem answer them. Yeah, that's true. That's what Chazal tells, right? Because Rivka wasn't old enough, and then they waited 10 years. Because after 10 years, right, she wasn't old enough until she was 13. And then 10 years passed. And then after 10 years, what Chazal tells us? That it was 10 years until she davened. So too when it came to the Geula, the redemption from Egypt. We were promised by the Bris Ben Abisarim there was going to be redemption from Egypt. V'nishba Hashem al kach lo. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised this to our forefathers. V'afal pike, nevertheless, nemar, v'yishmel lo kimes na'akosim. This week's Parsha. Of course it's going to be this week's Parsha, because this week is a coincidence, only a coincidence. In this week's Parsha it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to what? Our tefillahs. We say this in the Haggadah. I always tell my children, the turning point in the Haggadah is when we started davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Then, only then, below tefillah, without tefillah, even though it's promised us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yanigalim, i.e. promised us, not a stira. It was all waiting. We just had to use the key. What's the key? Tefillah. V'chein b'harbeim mekamas b'torah. Many places in Torah. Mevur. Shekom ha'shekiblu avis. Whatever our forefathers got, v'chol ha'doris ha'yirak al yidei tefillah, only happened through tefillah. Okay, well, Mirtz Hashem will continue. I hope tomorrow, but I'm thinking more towards Friday. Have a wonderful day, and let's make this tefillah a wonderful tefillah so we can open up all the merits that we have up in Shemayim. Zayga Zutin Shtark.